This is Mark Livonier. It's WRVO's 50th birthday today. At 12 o'clock on January 6th, 1969, our station began what has become a half century of bringing news, information, and entertainment to listeners in central and northern New York and the world. We've mined the station's archive and invited former Morning Edition host John Hurlbut to help us take a look back. The first voice you'll hear in this retrospective is of late General Manager John Krause, followed by John Hurlbut.
1969, January, I was the board operator.
He was in the control room. I think I was standing in the door at the time. I was pretty close there, too, as were some of the other students, part-timers.
And the actual first voice was General Manager Bill Shigley.
At this time, WRV in Oswego, New York, begins its broadcast day. WRVO is owned and operated by the State University of New York and broadcasts with 10 watts of power on an FCC-assigned frequency.
And then I did the station identification. It was just WRVO, Oswego, New York, even though you couldn't hear us all throughout Oswego with only 10 watts.
The button was pushed and the first program started. I think it was called Perspective with Dave Nellis, and away we went.
During radio's older days, station founders could actually choose their call letters to submit to the FCC for approval. And here's WRVO station founder Bill Shigley explaining his pick.
I decided that RVO was the best. It stood for something. Radio Voice of Oswego State.
This was all before NPR. The stations at universities, college campuses, had been on the air for various years in what was called then, I think, educational radio, eclectic, as our schedule was in the early years, by all means.
WRVO now covers your world with the midday edition of Public Radio News in Depth.
Then things began to take shape. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting came into being, and stations were getting some federal assistance if they could meet certain qualifications. So that whole process began to take shape locally and from Washington on the federal level. That enabled me to be hired August of 72, I think. It was all part-time people up until that point, you know, students at SUNY Oswego.
$3 million in property damage and $5 million in lost business and personal income. For FM 90, I'm Bob Wolf.
With high temperatures about 45. For tonight, our skies will remain partly cloudy and temperatures will be on the cool side with low.
And he will wear the uniform of the Golden State Warriors. At the NBA draft for FM 90 News Radio Sports, Steve Levy at the
willing to work for, you know, 75 cents an hour on or $1.25 an hour in a good year when we had some extra money.
Again, John Krause.
Many, many people, more than I can remember all the names, came through WRVO, and they've gone on to a variety of careers.
Hey, everybody, I'm Al Roker. You know, WRVO has changed a lot since I was here. New technology, new programming, and new ways of serving our listeners. I used to work here from 1972 to 1976. And I tell you, WRVO depends on you so that you can depend
on WRVO. Some even foolishly stayed in radio and made their mark in the industry.
It was always nice to get positive feedback, to hear from people. And that came in by, at that time, phone, before email.
Good morning. Welcome to Ask the Manager. I'm Bill Shigley, and with me this morning is John Hurlbut.
Hello.
The host of Morning Edition, but he's moved from the control room down to the studio
different,
to answer your questions.
Different coffee cup, everything.
Yes.
There's a lot of, I really like what you're doing out there. The station is sounding better and better, and then when NPR came along with All Things Considered and with Morning Edition, you know, that really gave us a foothold eventually all through central and northern New York. Power increases came along and more people could listen to us and started to listen to us. So that was encouraging.
A few seconds ago, Dr. James E. Perdue, president of the State University College at Oswego, activated transmitting facilities which begin a new era of broadcasting activity for WRVO. Now operating with 24,000 watts of power horizontal and 24,000 watts vertical on an assigned frequency of 89.9 megahertz.
But in the course of filling that daily schedule, we decided to try to pair the old-time radio. So we did a program called the Great American Wireless Talking Machine. And we played an hour of old-time radio every day at 4:30. As programs started to disappear from our schedule because we were dumping them to go all news.
WRVO Oswego Syracuse is FM 90 News Radio, Central New York's intelligent alternative.
We kept expanding to the old-time radio because it was free programming.
Live from the Theater of the Mind, it's Central New York's longest-running old-time radio show, the WRVO Playhouse. Good company.
And it did very well. It surprised us.
You can, I guess, gauge the success of the radio station by the cold, hard numbers. The response during fundraisers, I think, is a big indication of how much people buy into the service that has been provided. And we've shown our worth to the level of reaching into people's pockets to keep it going.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Is this John and John?
It is. It are. Hi.
It are. Like Coke are it?
It are we. Yeah.
It are.
Yeah, the classic Johns.
So how can we help you guys this morning? I mean, what can we do? How can we convince people to call 1-800-341-FM90 and make a pledge?
I was taught very well by Bill Shigley. You're talking to one person. You're talking to your best friend. And to try to keep that in mind. It's not always easy to do because you're distracted by, you know, what's going on around you at the radio station. But when you lose sight of that, you lose sight of your connectivity to your listener.
Welcome to the Reader's Corner. I'm Bill Shigley. The majority of the program will consist of a story which has become a tradition in the Reader's Corner. This is the
fourth. That one listener who may be one of 100,000, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, it says here in a Palladium Times article from 1973 that one of Oswego's best radio personalities, John Hurlbut.
Oh, really?
The listeners with the best in news, sports, weather, community events. And then right next to it, it says, WRVO to continue broadcast of impeachment hearings.
The Nixon impeachment hearings. Landline telephone feed, but it was fascinating. Got tremendous feedback on that. Made me very proud to be associated with a station that was presenting that kind of service to people. And some of it wasn't exactly always, you know, on the edge of your seat listening, but stay with it and you're going to learn something, you're going to hear something that you wouldn't hear anywhere else.
Yeah. Where would you like to see WRVO go in the future? What would you like to see the station become?
Don't be complacent. Just continue to keep your eyes and ears open and provide the service that has been provided and improved upon. Maintain your commitment. Keep us all informed. There's never been a more important time in this country to have a source that we can rely on and learn from. So, yeah, keep up the good work, huh?